This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing and Leadership Show, and it is an unbelievable day. I hope you're having nothing but fun out there. And I am here to tell you today's show is going to be off the chain. Next week, Pat Quinn. I don't know if you guys know, remember who he is. He's the guy that works with
Pete Vargas.
Vargas. Yeah, I lost his name. And they killed it with Eric Worre on how to speak to crowds and all that jazz. So Pete Vargas, Pat Quinn next week, but this week we've got Fernie, and his last name is Ceballos, and somebody made sure. Did I say that correctly, Fernie?
That was perfect, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Who was that? Who was the guy that told us?
Christopher Hussey, who loves you.
Christopher called me on the phone and said, do not mispronounce his name. So Adrian gave me, like, a tutorial because I blow everybody's name to smithereens, even though I am a contact mapper, and he finally wrote it on a card here, so I got it, so it will not get messed up. And then we also, so Fernie went to MIT, and bright, bright guy, so I knew we needed some help, because Adrian's not the sharpest tech in the box either, so I thought maybe we'll get Rick Manelius, also from MIT. These guys were there at the same time, I think, and we would have ourselves a very, very deep conversation about the fact that the most powerful man in the world had 80 million followers on Twitter until somebody decided to flip the switch and said, and all of a sudden he had no followers on Twitter anymore because he wasn't on Twitter. And it is crazy that anybody's got that kind of power. And I am not giving you any kind of political interpretation whatsoever. It's just crazy. Anybody's got that kind of power. So I thought I would bring my lookalike buddy, Richard Brook, along too. So you can see him on the screen. And I told these guys on the show, they said, why is he coming? I said, because he's such a curmudgeon, he will have something important to say. So it is going to be an unbelievable show. Hi, Adrian.
I am so excited. Hello, Dad.
I am completely pumped. And one of Brooke's pet peeves is the commercials in the show because of all the survivalist stuff. So he's going to have to deal with that. And the second thing is me looking down at my phone to see comments and things like that, which I swear I won't do. We're also streaming live on Clubhouse, which is pretty doggone cool, too. So we are taking over the world. Fernie, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Tom. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're honored, and I want to know about you. You've been in the network marketing. I mean, when I met you in Las Vegas, I mean, you were over in a corner, and people were just walking over there to get a look at you, much less hear you, because you've made such a difference in the little category that you've created inside of network marketing to help people improve their business. How's that going and what are you doing?
Oh, I mean, it's great. You know, when I got started in network marketing in 2005, I, you know, started doing what I was told, you know, friends and family, home meetings, home parties, hotel meetings, did a lot of traveling. And I did that for about 9 months and was relatively successful. I actually got some traction. So it's not like that stuff doesn't work, but it was also not very enjoyable for me. It felt a little inauthentic for me, especially with my background as an engineer. And so what led me to what I do now is essentially finding a different way of just not doing network marketing, doing business in general and doing it online. And so I've built, you know, multi-million dollar companies online, training companies, direct sales organizations. And now I just devote myself exclusively to training network marketers on how to take their business online, especially today in the times we're in. Online has all of a sudden become more relevant than ever. 100% of network marketing is online right now.
Yeah.
Because if you try to do a home party, you're considered a bioterrorist. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we're all for that. I mean, Richard Brooks, all for that. I'm all for that. And we are traditional network marketers at the point that you bring the lead into the funnel. And then you got to treat that person that came into the funnel like a human being. And that's when network marketing takes over. Because if they join you with a click, they leave you with a click. And so many people are under the misconception that you can build a multi-million, billion, trillion, zillion-dollar business without ever talking to anybody. And that's what we take great exception to. Right, Brooke?
Right.
Wait, ask Richard. Let's hear if he's got an opinion. I'm dying to hear this. What do you think there, Hair on Fire Man?
You're looking for some controversy. You want me to be controversial today.
No, we want you to just be your normal self. You don't have to fake anything.
Yeah, well, I Fernie, I don't know you, but I'm fascinated to learn because, I've seen a lot of people build temporary networks online. I've never seen anybody build one that lasted for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because most of them, if not all of them, focused on the upfront, like, you know, how do we get people in? And they just thought, hey, the whole thing's just going to be built online. Tom and I have seen some systems that go back, you know, 1995, the beginning of the internet, power line systems and all these crazy things that just automatically were going to build your team for you. And of course, the internet, social media, online, it's an immensely powerful way to get in front of 7.5 billion people. It's kind of hard to do if you live in, you know, Paducah, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You know, 20 years ago, you were going to get in front of Paducah, but you weren't going to get in front of 7.5 billion people. And so I think the world is fascinated with how do we do that? And of course, what Tom and I are fascinated with is, okay, how do we do that and hang on to them, which is,
yep,
heart to heart. I don't know of a funnel that creates the heart to heart, but I'd like to see it if you got one.
I think he does. Talk about it, Fernie.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. The thing is, the funnel doesn't end when somebody joins your team or buys from you. It's actually just the beginning of the funnel. Because the funnel is about getting somebody to make incremental decisions to make a bigger commitment. And someone just joining your team, to me, is a small commitment. You still got to build that relationship, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's through posting value to your group, and make sure the value continues throughout. And so the funnel should go all the way towards developing somebody to be a leader, somebody that wants to grow big. And if somebody at some point says, you know, I'm good where I'm at, I don't need to grow any bigger, that's fine. That the funnel ends there for them. So, you know, when you create, well, you know, I specialize in systems, you know, whether it's a system for bringing in a lead or training systems, you know, creating as much leverage as possible on your organization using technology while keeping the heart and letting people know that you care. So that's my perspective is that it's, you can leverage technology to be more efficient and save time and do things like what we're doing now. We're able to speak to a group, big group of people without ever leaving our homes. Technology has given us leverage, and so that's a good thing. But what we share and how it impacts people, you know, we have to fundamentally understand who our team members are, and we have to continue. We also need to focus on developing leadership as we identify people who are starting to rise up and take initiative. You got to train them differently than everybody else. And so, you know, big, just like network marketing, there's large, you know, in corporate America or corporate around the world, there's companies with thousands and thousands of people, and somehow they are successful is because they have effective leadership development systems. Yeah. And the good companies make that person in the warehouse that's loading boxes feel just as special as the people that are higher up. And so they leverage technology as well, just like network marketers can as well.
And so I love that, and I think that's such a great analogy to think about the person loading at the loading dock in the warehouse in a corporate sort of a scenario and how that applies to network marketing. So as you build these systems and use technology to make things more efficient, what do you think is the biggest thing? What's the biggest tip to make sure that the heart is still part of that conversation and part of that interaction?
Yeah, well, you're not going to automate the business. You're going to automate through a combination of systems, but then people have to be a big part of it. And if somebody is just getting started in network marketing or a direct sales business, they got to be willing to talk to people one-on-one, because at that point, they're going to be most effective one-on-one. And they haven't grown a big team yet where they need any type of sophisticated system. But when they do, when their team is big enough where they can't do everybody one-on-one, well, now there's some sort of system and training that needs to be given to that person in order for them to elevate and then identify, you know, leaders on their team that's growing, so that now that new person that's just getting in always has somebody that's taking care of them, that's communicating with them, that's getting them going, even if the main leader is no longer able to spend as much time with every single person on their team. And so that's how you maintain the heart, is that there's always somebody there that can connect with people. Where network marketing goes wrong, where leaders go wrong, and I've seen seven-figure earners that are miserable in network marketing, it's because they're the chief problem solver for every single person in the organization. They have very little leadership. And so whenever there's a problem, whenever something happens, whenever somebody has a question, they're the one getting hit up, their inbox is blowing up, and that's not an effective way of leading a team. Even if you are making millions of dollars, it's kind of a miserable existence. And so you, when you develop leadership, as your team grows, you're actually, your time either stays the same or it contracts because you've done an effective job of developing other people that are going to take care of other people.
We agree with that 100%. That's right on the money. Isn't that record? I mean, that's where we lose them, is if we never develop the human connection, we're making a mistake. If we don't let that human connection turn into leadership development throughout systems, we're making a mistake. And it is really a big, big problem, because even leaders never try to develop that massive leadership necessary to duplicate themselves 10 levels below themselves. They're just using their personality, and that never, ever creates massive duplication, because you can only duplicate that 4 or 5 levels deep. Right, Brooke?
Yeah, I think, you know, the concept that we're talking about is the leaders that have the ability to inspire and build a big team, they always outpace their ability to duplicate their leadership. And leadership is a, you know, that's a lifelong art of character and vision and motivation and energy and style and charisma. And so the person that builds a team of 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 people, they don't duplicate that same kind of leadership. They can attract the people, but they don't duplicate the leadership. So you've got to have a system that takes maybe some of the content, some of the styles, and just duplicates it, right? And simplest way to do that is videotape yourself and set it up on, hey, watch this video, then watch that video, then watch this video.
All right, let's take
leverage.
We got to
leverage.
We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Richard Brook loves the commercials coming up.
Let's go to break. Hey, let's go to break and learn about silver impregnated bacon.
We'll be back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is a Network Marketing Leadership Show with Richard Brook, Rick Manelius, Fernie, and Adrian. I didn't want to take a joke. Fernie Ceballos. That's exactly how to say it. And this guy, attractionmarketing.com. So you need to go to that website. And I'm in love with this guy. The very first time I saw what he was doing, I was in love with it, but I couldn't afford him. And I wish to this moment that I would have been smart enough to pick up on what he was doing when I met him, because I would be successful today. This guy has absolutely done it. And we went and looked, and then we did some due diligence on him. This guy is all of it in a bag of chips. So Richard Brook, who's a mentor of mine, and ironically enough, Mark Lalonde, the TikTok guy that we interviewed a couple of weeks ago that was just bad to the bone. Today we said, did you ever get to talk to Richard Brook? And he about started crying and said, no, he's my mentor and I've never gotten to meet him. So we actually hooked that up today too.
Pretty
but
cool.
Don't you know, I mean, I love this panel. I mean, you are the deepest people I know. And when you guys hear Rick Manelius and Adrian talk about Rick Manelius as we go into the next break, as we talk about social media and how you are all a hostage to it, you're going to be blown away. But let's just continue on for a couple of minutes left in this segment. The introduction is longer than the segment now at this point. But where were you, Richard Brook? What were you talking about? Do you have any idea?
When
you were talking about the break, what should have been heard in the show.
Oh, well, I was just...
Stickiness, Richard.
Telling Fernie. I don't know Fernie either, but I just have a sense of listening to him articulate, and based on your introduction, that he has mastery of the system. And the mastery, I think, is not the videos. It's the pathway from one video to the next video to the next video. Call it a funnel, if you will. Because I talk to so many people that have systems, right? They have, well, I have my 5 videos up. I have my training program up. But nobody goes through it.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I've always felt is when it comes to training, if I'm going to do an hour-long segment, the actual content in the segment might be 20 or 30 minutes. I'm going to spend 30 or 40 minutes selling people on the content, selling them on why they need to watch this video or why they need to understand this distinction or why this truth is true. Because information is just information. Falls flat. It's boring. We've got to sell people on what we're teaching them to do. Mm-hmm. And I imagine, I'm only imagining, but I'm going to go do my homework. Because there's no doubt I can afford Fernie. If you can't afford him, Tom.
That was 5 years ago.
I obviously can afford him.
That was when Hammock introduced me, and Fernie's got a two-for-one special. So that's why I even let you on the show, because we knew we would use your money and my personality.
I'm going to find out if this guy has the secret. I bet he does.
He does have the secret. So, Fernie, we're going to go to a break in a couple of minutes, and I want to talk about attractionmarketing.com. I want you to obviously drive people to that and tell them a compelling reason why they want to do business with you. And I see John Hammock is listening, who is the introducer of you and I, and a dear friend of mine. So take it away.
The commercial or to speak?
No, we're not a commercial. Gee, many Christmas. No, we're your commercial.
All right, got it. My commercial.
Talk about attraction marketing.
2 minutes, yeah. Bernie.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, we specialize in everything network marketing that is digital. And so when it comes to lead generation, everything from organic strategies where you're investing your time to, you know, connect with prospects for your business, all the way to more advanced strategies, whether it be advertising. And so anything digital, you know, also specializing in creating training systems and helping and supporting leaders create leverage and not have a situation where they, you know, hit that six-figure mark that they've been shooting for, but they find that it's a nightmare business because they have no time. They have no time freedom that was promised. And that's not because of network marketing. That's because no effective, you know, systems were created. And so, you know, so... Like network marketing has shifted online, especially in the past year, where literally 100% or close to 100% of network marketing went online, and our organization, our business has exploded because we've always kind of been there providing those solutions for people that want to do it digitally while still maintaining the heart that we talked about, you know, still taking care of people. So it's systems, but it's systems for people that need to be taken care of. And that's who I work with, and we've helped, you know, so many clients around the world start from zero, take an existing team, and you know, go digital with the team while maintaining and expanding their business.
All right, I know you guys are excited about this, but we get to take another break, and we are on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. I so love you for putting us on the radio all these years. And I love your commercials. And we are going to come back right after this with Fernie and Rick Manelius, Richard Brook, and Adrian Chenault.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is hoping to help administer more than 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within President Biden's first 100 days in office.
Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman tells Fox that while vaccinations may not drive down overall cases, it will save people's lives.
It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now reassuring people that the vaccine is safe.
I'm going to take the vaccine. There's no politics here. My mother and my daughters, I would not let take the vaccine unless I believed it was safe. It is safe.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is off to a busy start since he took office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
In his first 3 days, Biden has signed 30 executive orders, including two yesterday on COVID relief and the minimum wage for federal workers. 17 of his orders coming on his first day in office Wednesday, 8 of those reversing actions by President Trump. Those reversals include halting construction of the border wall and other immigration policies. Biden also orders a stop to the Keystone XL oil pipeline, re-enters the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. 16 of the orders are connected to the pandemic. Those include asking all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
National Guard troops that had been stationed in Washington, D.C. since the Capitol riot on January 6th are now heading back home after several governors asked for their return. Some 26,000 troops from 50 states and 3 territories provided support for the presidential inauguration. Just over 10,000 of them will remain on duty in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and I hope you've all bought all of the unbelievable four-year career books. Brooks got some books, and I can't even find the book with me in it because they gave them all away here or sold them here at the office. But there it is right there on your screen. That is an incredible, that's the best one of all. It's completely rewritten, and that's the one you want, and if you contact us, we'll be able to get you a copy, and I will either forge Brooks a signature or something. So it'll be exciting. But attractionmarketing.com, you definitely want to go there. Take a look at what he's doing. It's not, I just looked at it. It's not nearly as expensive as I thought it was that day. You all know. But well,
now you're great. I just read it's free. Everything's free. I went to the website. It's all free. I signed up.
So I was so poor that day, I couldn't afford free, Richard. And that was right. And I was so intimidated by a guy from MIT, and now I'm working with one every day, and I'm still intimidated. And we are so unbelievably fortunate in this segment. We're going to pivot because I think that if the product is free, you are the product. That's Facebook. That's LinkedIn. That's Twitter. That's all of them. And I want you to think about that a little bit because all of you have all your contacts in your company CRM. Well, Gress, guess what? You leave your company, all your contacts are sitting there. Think about Salesforce.com if you're working outside and you're working in anything else. You know, the minute you leave your job as a pharmaceutical rep, they turn you off. You've got three contacts left. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yet you all think that you've got control of your database and you don't. And what do you guys think of that? I mean, obviously, I want your input too, Richard, but these guys that are smart, that understand the big picture here, not to intimate you aren't, Richard, but I think I was anyway. I stand by that. What do you guys think of that? Isn't it just scary as hell?
Well, I think it's really scary because, you know, we're no longer in the era where people will work at the same company for 30 years. Like I grew up in upstate New York. GE was a massive company. And it was very common for people to start there and end their career in one place. And, you know, we know, you know, millennials, Gen Z, everyone is the turnover is so high that you might only work for a company for 2 years, 1 year. And all of your memories and associations with whoever you're talking with, the relationships you're forming are attached to that company email and database by which you get turned off there. So like 10 years, you might have cycled through five companies and there's five resets of all that data going away. And Facebook and even like social media platforms, we think Facebook will be here forever. It might be here for another 5-10 years. But as Richard Brooks said, if you're thinking about the long game, 50 years, like I'm going to be alive for another 50 years. I'm not going to like, you know, MySpace, you can't go back in mind. AOL, they shut off AIM. Every one of those platforms eventually deprecates. And if you're thinking about the long game of people that you're going to be in your life for 10, 20, 30 years, you can't trust that data to still be there. There's always this, well, if it's on the internet, it's there forever. It's not true. A lot of these big platforms go away, and even the web archive doesn't keep everything. So if you find that, oh, remember that one conversation with Richard, it was back here, da, 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 and you go back, and it's just gone. And I know this from firsthand experience, because not only when I left college, I didn't make a backup of my emails, but one time I had a failed upgrade, even with a backup, and I lost something about 100,000 emails from like 1995 to like 2005. And that was incredibly frustrating because whole conversations with people who I was great friends with, I have no memory of. And therefore, it's very hard for me to go back and sort of like find that information that I needed to reconnect with that person I cared about. So it's incredibly important to not let your data be in either a company silo or a public social media platform that could and will eventually go away. And so anything that's very valuable, you got to figure out a way that you can retain that for the next 10, 20 years.
What do you think of that, Fernie?
Absolutely. I completely agree. In fact, when I got started into digital marketing and building my business online, that was the first thing they taught us. It's like you got to own your list. And so that means have your own email list. Like if not everything else goes away, at least you can shoot an email to everybody that you're connected with, especially if you're building a brand, and say, hey, if you want to connect with me on this other platform that I just moved to because this one went bye-bye, you can do that. And then having something that's more personal, like contact mapping, where you have personal notes about everybody you have a personal relationship with, it's so critical. And for me, it actually, like, getting deplatformed is actually, network marketers should be very familiar with it because every platform network marketer has been on, there's been a lot of spam and stuff for people that are doing network marketing the wrong way. That obviously creates a reputation for our space, but it also creates restrictions. People get banned, people get removed, people get blocked because they're using the platform in a way that the owners of the platform don't like it. And that's happened at every single platform. And so, you know, having this happen on a whole higher level is surprising, but it isn't, because that's kind of been the experience of at least one part of the network marketing space that is not utilizing social media effectively. And it kind of sometimes ruins it for the people that are trying to build relationships and are trying to build their business in an ethical and authentic way. But it's always, you're not in control of those rules. And so, network marketers were deplatformed from Google Ads back in the day when I was running Google Ads and advertising. Deplatformed now, obviously, there was stuff happening on MySpace, got deplatformed there. got deplatformed on Facebook. You know, now, you know, what was funny is I saw a post on social media on Facebook, actually, about another social network, an alternative social network to Facebook. And someone posted saying, hey, I love this social network, but be warned. If free speech is what you're looking for, careful what you wish for, because there's a heck of a lot of spam on that network. So it's kind of like a, you know, double-edged sword. And so every platform you're on is going to have some level of regulation, especially if you don't own it.
What do you think of that, Rick? Did you raise your hand, Rick?
I did. I did the little digital Zoom hand, so I apologize. I was trying to be polite.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and it's Facebook will publish in its privacy and its data openness initiatives how it has to ban somewhere between 1 and 1.2 billion accounts per year because people will auto sign in, spam bots will sign in. So when you're churning 250 million accounts per year or per quarter, you can't be doing that manually. So you could just be doing, you know, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, doing nothing wrong, and you could all of a sudden lose your platform with no recourse. You could submit things to their support team. They have a list, you know, a mile long to go through. So I very much, even though people, you know, think, oh, you know, email is not cool anymore, phone numbers are why, you know, I'm so in Messenger. I use Messenger all the time. I don't want to be slowed down to get a phone number. It's like, well, what happens if they go or you go and you have no way to find them? You have no ability to get back to this person you've been having this long conversation with. And it's happened to me. Like, I have some Twitter friends like, oh crap, I don't even have your phone number. So like, if you just decide to not show up, I literally have no way to get in touch with you. I don't even know where you live. And you know, so all these things become very, very problematic. So we need these pointers to other people in different ways, not even because you're doing something bad or nefarious or, you know, in the gray zone, but because just stuff happens, right? These algorithms will temporarily block you for some flagged word that you didn't think mean anything. And you might be gone for months. Meanwhile, your business, which depends on that, which you put all this blood, sweat, and tears on, is stalled. And you just have to kind of quickly and rapidly go around somewhere else.
Well, I'll share something. On Facebook itself, even before all the stuff happening recently, before COVID, all that, I've had my advertising account disabled 3 different times. And it's because they confuse some of the messaging that I was sharing with the spammers. Because, you know, there's sometimes the language or the words are similar. And that's automated. It's all the bots and the AI and the machine learning that's, you know, catching me by accident. Then I have to appeal to Facebook and literally beg them, like I'm a peasant to a king, beg them to let me back on. And I even teach this to the higher level students in our mastermind. It's like, when you talk to Facebook, don't be self-righteous if you want to get your account back. You got to speak to them like they're the king and you're a peasant, and speak to them very nicely on how much you love them. It's kind of funny, but it works because the people on Facebook, one of the biggest problems I have with Facebook, aside from anything we're going to talk about, is that the number of employees and people that they have on their company to support this massive social network of people, their team is so much smaller than Walmart's team and the number of employees that they have to support their revenue. Facebook's revenue is way bigger than Walmart's, yet Walmart has way more employees to support all the people because their business is people to people. And I think one of the mistakes Facebook is making and any other social network is that they're choosing profitability over giving people the opportunity to connect with somebody over the phone or directly over there. Because when you get something disabled and if it's an accident or it wasn't, you know, you got caught up in something, there's no one to talk to over there, especially if you're an entrepreneur running your business. There's no one to talk to and you got to jump through a lot of hoops to finally find somebody, an outer somewhere in a international country that just simply tells you, I can't help you. That's a different department and we don't talk to each other. So they have a big problem with wanting to minimize and automate as much as possible and minimize the size of the team. I think they need to expand their team so that they can actually, you know, have people connecting with people because that's their business. If they're saying we're about connecting human beings, well, how about you connect us with somebody at Facebook that can help us when we have an issue?
They're lying. All right, Richard, I know you have to have an opinion.
Nah, I barely got out of high school. I'm not going toe-to-toe with you.
I know. We're going MIT, GED. Yeah, so that is so funny. Yeah, I know. I was thinking,
Well, I was, Diane Hockman said that in the comments. She's exactly right, man. This is not the genius. We have a few, and here's another one. What do you think?
You know, the thing that concerns me the most, you can think what you want of the decisions that have been made to deplatform some really high-profile people, but the thing that actually scared me far more than that is the number of accounts that disappeared with no commentary whatsoever in whatever sweeps were happening across all these platforms. And there is no doubt in my mind that all kinds of babies got thrown out with the bathwater in that whole thing. And you have no exactly what Fernie said. There's no recourse. There's nobody to talk to. They can shoot first and ask questions later. And your entire business could get blown up if you are not paying attention to this conversation. And I really do. I think it is a life and death conversation for entrepreneurs to be paying attention to this stuff and to have ways to connect, you know, to own your list, to have real relationships that are connected outside of social platforms, in addition to on social platforms, right? I'm not saying get off this stuff, but if you don't have a way to carry those conversations, if whatever profile blows up on any given day, you got a big, big problem waiting to happen to you, I think.
And we're going to go to a break, but I'm going to tell you, well, here's my advice to you over everything else. Be memorable enough that if you do get kicked off of one of these platforms, people come and find you. That's that simple. You have to be that memorable, and you're not going to do it with a click or a pithy little GIF or whatever you call them. GIF, BIF, TIFF. I love you guys. We're taking a break. We'll be right back right after this. Genesis Communication Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Kahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And we're back. It's the final segment of the Network Marketing Leadership Show with, we lost Richard Brook. He supposedly had to go to work, so everybody can get a chance. He's a beautiful human being, but he's quite lazy. So we are here. It is Tom Chenault. It is Fernie. It is Adrian. And his last name is Ceballos. And that is a, Ceballos, there we go. And that is an unbelievable guy. I knew I was going to love you, Fernie. And I knew that this was going to be a great show. And I want everybody to go to attractionmarketing.com and take a look at his website. I can feel the logic for contact mapping the company to be systemizing more. I can feel the logic for my network marketing business to be systemizing more. And he said something profound a few minutes ago. He didn't say 99% of network marketing is now online. Twice he said 100% of it is online. Because I'm telling you, we're not meeting anybody anymore. It is all from your house with Zoom or some other venue that is electronic. It's unbelievable. And if you aren't on top of it, you're behind it. Would you agree with that, Fernie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in a digital age. And, you know, the digital age started a long time ago in the 90s. And, you know, what's been sometimes disappointing is that network marketing has oftentimes been slow to innovate, slow to adapt, while other companies and other businesses are leveraging technology and doing it at a rapid pace. Network marketing kind of lags behind because it's a human thing. This is our comfort zone. This is how we're accustomed to doing things. And unless something catastrophic happens that shoves us out of that comfort zone, then human beings will stay in that human inertia where we just sit in that comfort zone. And so, but, you know, a few people, you know, 15 years ago decided to get out of that comfort zone, and it made a lot of other people very uncomfortable that they were choosing to do that, because I think what human beings, one of the fears people have is to be proven that what they're doing is becoming outdated or at least working over time less and less. And, you know, no one wants to be proven wrong. And so, that's part of the resistance to wanting to shift online. But now the world has given us no choice but to shift online. And fortunately, there's so many incredible leaders, not just at attractionmarketing.com, but all over the network marketing space that have been those pioneers and, you know, have kind of like laid the groundwork for how network marketing can work online while maintaining the heart, maintaining the relationship, because that is the glue that holds any team or organization together in network marketing and in any business for that matter. And so, you know, so how do you do that in a way that people feel taken care of? People feel like they're being served. People feel like they've got their money's worth for what they paid, their money's worth for what they're continuing to invest to be a part of it. And so that's the balance that technology always strikes. And truth be told, in the beginning, a lot of digital network marketers tried to pretend and lied that you can build a fully automated business, push of a button without ever, you know, talking to anybody. And that was a lie. There were some people that built massive teams with automation, but those teams also fell apart really fast because there was no glue holding them together. There was no relationship. It was all an opportunity play, and it was pitched to people, targeting their weakness and targeting them wanting to find the easy way. If you're going to be successful in anything, there's no easy way. But I'll tell you, network marketing, online or offline, from my perspective, is a heck of a lot easier than working 9 to 5 for 40 years and not having much left at the end.
Oh, my gosh. And and you take a look at what Rick's created over at Contact Mapping. He decided to embrace high touch with high tech. That's basically what the move was there, where he's doing exactly what you said, which is going full circle to let people be more connected at their fingertips and never forget anybody. Because let's face it, what you love most about me is what I remember about you. And that's every human being. And if you can have in your fingertips the person across the table's agenda, where you're able to speak into that instead of your little trick to sign them up, you're going to win. In this Clubhouse, I am telling you, we're going to do a webinar on Clubhouse, about Clubhouse, that is going to blow your mind, because every day I'm now in Clubhouse and I am killing it there. But what people don't understand is that I am farming and fishing in Clubhouse. Every story that comes along, every person that's speaking, everything that they're saying that is not on Facebook or social media is now in my database. And in 6 months, I'm going to remind them of what they were talking about on January 18th in Clubhouse, and they are going to swallow their cigars. They're going to be remembered at a level they've never been remembered before, and they're going to love me like a brother, which is what I want. What do you want to say to that, Rick?
I want to respond to what Fernie said. And A, I agree with what you said, because people are so used to sort of talking and not being seen because they're so fighting to be the top of the pile that for someone to actually see them and remember them is again, a novelty. It's so much scarcity. But, you know, I think we got our wires crossed as a society, right? Technology and automation was supposed to handle mundane so that way we could be more creative. We could be more connected. Like, technology was supposed to augment our humanity. And instead, it became its end of itself. Like, oh, I have to check on Facebook 4 hours a day. I have to check on Twitter. I have to just be so, like, I have to, like, manage all the automation, manage all the stuff. And then so rather than using technology to become more human and be more connected, we've actually used it to disconnect us, and it's the most tragic thing. And so I think we're trying to reverse that with what we're doing at Contact Mapping, and I think it's in high need.
Pat Quinn, next week. Fernie, attractionmarketing.com. Contact Mapping, contactmapping.com. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go there now. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Fernie.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.